Hiya guys, so you're back with me, Mel, and we're on Oh Mel. And the reason I titled this podcast or this show Oh Mel is because over the years when I've told people some of the stories or insights of my walk and my journey, they go, "Oh Mel," and I'm like, "What?" And they look so sad, but I'm like, listen, I'm happy, I'm doing great, I'm in a good place, I'm not on antidepressants, I'm not on medication, and I'm in a pure mind and I'm doing good. So I titled it, Oh Mel. So guys, I hope you're well, thanks for joining me, you're back here on my podcast, and this is episode number 6. And we're touching on the malnourishment that I had when I was a child and how I was refusing to eat some of the food, partly because of my mentality, probably depressed, and also I was suffering, I was struggling with a range of emotions that I was not able to express, so I shut down. But on one occasion, I'm going to go straight in there. One occasion, two occasion, maybe three times. Maybe it happened so many times to me that I forgot or lost count. But I recall having my dinner plate taken outside with a Sunday dinner that I'd refused to eat for like 2 hours on the dinner table indoors. And it was put outside in the garden in the front. And I was put on a little stool to sit down and eat this food. And I recall just wearing some panties and a white vest. I can't remember what was on my feet, but I also remember that it was freezing cold. And I was sat in this garden with the food in front of me, and I was just staring at the house thinking, is someone going to come and rescue me? Is anyone going to come and take me? Is anyone going to come and get me? People were passing by because it was a terrace, and people had to pass each other's houses to get to their gate for their front house. And the neighbours were just walking past me. And I was like, hello, I'm in the garden. So now, as an adult, I'm thinking, were all these residents abusing their children and corrupted? Because why didn't someone call social services? Why didn't someone say there's a child with a plate in front of them? It's not no picnic. This was not no summertime in the garden having a nice meal. This was a 6-7-year-old child sat in, maybe I was 6 still, sat in the front of the house in a garden in the middle, and it's winter time, wearing a vest and a panties, and no one called for help. Yes, I'm saying that. No one called for help. And it gets me really upset when I think about these things, because this sort of stuff is still taking place, this neglect from the community, where we see things that are taking place that should not be happening, and we don't report it, we don't speak up, and we don't advocate for that child, that innocent, helpless, hopeless child. Well, I had some hope. So yeah, I had a hope in God. I've always had a faith. But anyway, in sharing this, and I remember the top of the dinner turning into what I now know as lard, this thick layer of grease. And I don't know how long I was in that garden for. It must have felt like an hour, 2 hours. But when you're a child going through torment, it could have been longer or it could have been shorter, but it was definitely a long period of time because the sun shine had started to go in and it started to get dark, and then I'd be called in. And being called in, I was absolutely freezing. My teeth were chattering. And then I'd also get beaten for not eating this horrible, cold, freezing food. So this is just a cycle of what was taking place. And I want to know, how on earth can a child grow up to learn to function, to love, to forgive, to understand what a parent is and what love is, if this was the treatment? Guys, it's possible to grow up and love and function, because I managed to do it. I might have been dysfunctional sometimes in my life, but I managed to grow up and love and forgive by the grace of God, and only by the grace of God, which we'll cover later on some of these episodes. But I just wanted to share the Sunday dinner in the garden experience with you. These are some of the things that have gone on, don't ever get spoken about. and never gets documented. I've heard of different types of abuse, but when I share this, people will say, what? Who would even think about doing this? Well, unfortunately, I have a mother and I had a stepfather that thought about these things and they did it. Yes, they committed a crime against a child. But guys, thank you for listening to this short one. I'm going to keep it short because I want to touch on something else for my next episode. It's been interesting reflecting on these podcasts and sharing my journey with you, because as I'm sharing it with you, I'm recalling what I've been through and I'm like, hey girl, you are so strong and resilient. You are mighty, mighty, mighty powerful. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking when I listen back to these stories, that I'm powerful, that I've got resilience, that I am a victorious, strong, mighty, awesome, amazing woman that has conquered and overcome so much. So many people don't go through some of this stuff and they don't make it. They may commit suicide. I'm not saying that I never tried, because I did, and I'll talk about that as well. But I'm here and I made it and I'm telling my story. So guys, thanks for joining me. And yeah, I'll touch more on Maslow's theory and about the different hierarchy of needs in between of this. But that's another ACEs that we just covered, another adverse childhood experience and exposure to trauma and abuse. This is abuse that I was going through. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for listening. Feel free to make a comment. Feel free to share this. I don't know when I'll be making it live, but feel free to share if you think that it's doing anything, or if you're enjoying listening to my story. My prayer is that one day it will be worldwide and many people will be listening to this story until it becomes a book or a documentary or maybe a TV series, I don't know, or maybe newspaper articles. But some news needs to get out there to say, listen, this person made it, so can you. So guys, I'm just telling you, stay safe. Know that you're blessed and know that there's a plan for your life. Take care. God bless you.